You are now listening to Justice Lit on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. Hello everyone, welcome to Justice Lit. We are back again with more literature and some more songs. I hope everyone is doing well. We are finally getting some sunshine out. It was pouring rain the past few days and even this morning, but yeah, I'm just glad the sun is shining out so bright. I unfortunately am going through a horrible cold and some allergies on top of it. And everyone around me seems to be catching the cold. And finally, the allergy season has begun. It is the start of March. And so the allergy bugs are slowly creeping into everyone's lives. And so some of my classmates came in with swollen eyeballs and a swollen nose, which I have at the moment as well. And so please take care of yourselves. I will try to make it as unrecognizable as possible, my voice and my nose, but just bear with me there. Today we are going to, as usual, continue on with OD's Prayer by Kenneth OD. I have received many, many, many good feedbacks and comments on OD's previous book collection, poetry collection that we went over, and so we will begin, we begun a couple poems last episode, so we will continue on from there. And as usual, I have four songs to play for you guys throughout the show, and so, get excited for that. But anything else to kind of mention for today? Nothing much. I just have a lot of assignments due. Everything seems to be piling up all at once, which isn't unusual for students here. But I just hope everyone is doing well. A couple of my friends have midterms that they are prepping, and we're almost at the end of the semester, surprisingly. Time flies really fast. Speaking of time, I met an older lady back at my house yesterday, and she herself was a middle school teacher, and she was just talking about how time flies, and then I kind of chimed in and said how time flies. It's already been 5 years since I graduated high school, and we just had a little fun 2-minute chit-chat and departed our ways. But time does fly really fast, especially when you're having fun. And thinking about it now, even the days where I guess, wasn't having that much fun, time still flew by pretty quick. And so I try my best to leave myself with the least amount of regrets. I am fully aware that regrets can never be diminished, but I try my best to have the least amount of regrets here and there. But that's basically it. It's been, a boring week for me at the moment. But I am excited about the UFC that is happening this weekend. One of my friends invited me over to his house to see it live because I don't have the cable. But I am very excited about Saturday. See how that's going to turn out. For those of you guys who are UFC fans or just starting to get into it, check it out. I believe it's 3:13. Yeah, and one of my favorite fighters, Pereira's fighting. So please check that out. And just take care of yourselves, guys. With the cold, I know the weather's been kind of warmer and colder at the same time. I've noticed that yesterday was a little colder, the other day was a bit warmer, and so maybe that kind of fluctuation of weather temps might kind of affect the body in not so good of ways. But yeah, please take care of yourselves, guys. Without further wasting more time chit-chatting, I will play some ads, show promos, and PSAs, and then our first song called Unconditional Love by the great Joel Wood. I've played his songs in my previous episodes as well, and I believe I've played the four songs I've chosen, I believe three of them I have played previously, but I am bringing them back, and so after some ads, show promos, and PSAs, I'll play Unconditional Love, and we will get back into the readings. Here we go.
Are you interested in radio? Do you want to start your own show, but you don't know where to get started? Make your radio dreams come true by joining a collective. From the news collective, the arts collective, the music collective, the sports collective, the accessibility collective, the indigenous collective, and the intersectionality collective, there's something for everyone. And we provide free technical training to get started. Explore these worlds virtually and in person, and be prepared to make fun friends. For more information, visit citr.ca/get involved.
The world's most shocking monster.
That techno rock you guys listen to is gutless.
I'm sure.
And the only reason you don't understand our music is that you don't like it.
After I'm gone, your Earth will be free to live out its miserable span of existence.
Can anyone stop their mechanical mayhem?
All of my most sensitive areas were inflamed. My extremities pulsating with tingling sensation.
Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology.
Swaying back and forth. A beautiful thing taking me away.
You are a robot.
You must listen to Synaptic Sandwich. Saturday nights from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9.
Is your mom obsessed with Vicks Vapor Rub?
So is Alice.
Are you too obsessed with Vicks Vapor Rub?
So are we.
Tune in to Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma, every other Thursday at 4 p.m. here at CITR 101.9 FM.
A radio show dedicated to Latin awesomeness and culture. Hosted by yours truly, the one and only
DJ Bruja. And the other one and only
DJ D-Rod.
Featuring music genres like
salsa, sabrosura vintage, bolero, bossa, Latin indie, plus so much more.
Viva Peru, el invento para el alma, contains a high amount of llama content. DJ D-Rod and DJ Bruja are not responsible for a newly found llama obsession.
Devin Cole is a woman in total control. Unafraid and unashamed, Cole has burst onto the scene through her expertly crafted feminist pop anthems, packaging social truths into repeat-worthy bops. This is the era of fempop, and Devin Cole is an artist you don't want to miss. Join Devin Cole on her Two Shades Blonder tour and see her in Vancouver at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 16th. To find out more and get your tickets, visit admitone.com. That's admitone.com. I should be smitten, but I'm a fiend for the troublesome boy who's driving me
wild. Is the simple joy of riding a bike missing from your life?
No worries. Ride On Bike Shop has got you covered. Ride On has the best deals in town for new and used bikes, top-notch servicing, and all the parts or accessories you've been dreaming about. Whether you've got a little one who needs to learn how to ride, or if you're about to go on the Tour de France, Ride On is the place for you. We'll also happily pick up your old bikes and recycle them back into the community. Located on 2255 West Broadway, we are open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. from Tuesday to Saturday. That's RIDEON Bike Shop. See you there!
Feeling lost in the lonely, meaningless cyberweb? Looking to connect with other users? Then plug in to a CITR collective. Meet users who are compatible with your interests and passions. CITR's mainframe offers 9 unique collectives: news, arts, accessibility, sports, persons of color, indigenous, gender empowerment, LGBTQ2SIA+, and music affairs. CITR collectives are where you can make great radio, great friends, and avoid the abject loneliness of life in the cyber void.
Loneliness.
Oh. don't care if you need to stay up crying all night long. I will stay here. There's nothing you can ever do to lose my love. Ayo, ayo, ayo.
Welcome back to Jess is Lit. That was Unconditional Love by Joel Wood. Now, we will get into the readings. We left off at Romans 7, verses 15. So we'll start from this poem called Creed. May the wind dry my tears, let me find comfort in solitude. The world is noisy. Let me find peace even in chaos. Let me find words in quiet places. The world is crooked. Let my thoughts be straightforward. I have understood some things in life, some little things in life. Still I'm clothed in foolishness. My lips move in contradiction. Sometimes I wanders away from the truth. My eyes see the good, yet in pretense stare at the bad. My feet wander to evil, leaving footmarks of good. My heart yearns for love, in reverse plotting evil. El Chad, in prostration I'm like a rag. Let your foolishness enlighten me. Let the seed of that revelation become a fruit for my dying stomach. Let your wind shape my path. Let the sun be my truth. Let the moon hide my weaknesses. Let the rivers drown my sweat. Let my angels deliver a good report. The world is changing. Let my faith be constant, for in it will I boast of who was and who is. Great poem here. We'll move on to the next one called Survival. My heart will beat and feel. My mind will think and reason. Time will keep me in existence. Hope will carry me alongside survival. Life will be kind. My pride will be blind. My truth will be naked. Still, my nakedness will be clothed. Mercy will pardon me. The rivers will quench my thirst. The earth will feed my stomach. Mother Nature will direct my path. This is not Odie's wish. This is not Odie's bargain. Neither is this Odie's fantasy, for this is Odie's prayer. I really like this poem. I like the last stanza as well, talking about all of the things that he mentioned before about how life being kind, how his pride will be blind, how his truth will be naked. I like the word naked there, because if you think about the word naked, it could also mean purity and just a sense of pure identity, and how truth will be pure truth will be innocent, and my nakedness will still, however, be clothed. Which is it's a really cool contrast there. He wants the truth to be naked, but the nakedness will be clothed. So there's layers to it, which I find very interesting. And how mercy will pardon me. So how mercy will be given mercy. The rivers will quench my thirst. I like that. The earth will feed my stomach. That's a really cool analogy there. Or not analogy, but it's comparison with... I completely forgot the term you call that, where you compare something different with something. But yeah, for those of you who know what the words are, that's basically it. I just can't think of it over my head right now for some reason. And Mother Nature will direct my path. And all of these things, I first thought was the wish or something that OD wanted to have. But it turns out it's his prayer. So it's not a fantasy or a bargain or a wish, but it's a prayer. It's a nice, nice poem here. Our next one, hope. Time changes, the sun stays the same. Season changes, the moon shines the same. The clock ticks away the days, and reminisce we wave the passing years. Life changes, though everything feels the same. From the sluggish breeze to the still trees, from my beautiful pain to the sound of the rain, from my wishes to how the waves carry the fishes, all feels the same as my gaze elevate into the lonely sky. In hopes, my eyes will see a new heaven, my emotions will feel the rushing wind, goosebumps will bring pride upon my humble skin, my mind will understand the things I don't know, my heart will beat and dance in survival. My soul will be shaped by transformation. Time will not tick the days away. Also, will it make my worries decay? Nice formulation of rhymes here, and a very deep poem here. Time will not tick the days away. Which is cool. You would normally think that time will tick the days away, but here he's saying, time will not tick the days away, and it will also not make my worries decay. So time alone isn't going to fix anything. But just the mindset you need to have to be aware of the things that change and do not change, and the things that differ through your will, and the things that just happen inevitably, to be aware of those aspects. Nice, nice poem here. Okay, before we head on to our another readings, I have another song to play for you guys. It is called Silent Night by Susan Eglukark. Now, I played the song previously in my previous episodes, but you guys all really liked it, and so I'm bringing it back. So we'll give this one a read and come right back. Silent Night by Susan Eglukark. Here we go.
Who knew what
That was Silent Night by Susan Aglukark. We'll get right into the readings. Our next one is called El Gibber. The dews will lubricate my struggles, the sun will dry my tears. In darkness, the moon will be my light, in starvation, the earth will fill my stomach. As the rushing rivers quenches my thirst, the mountains will block every arrows. The cold breeze will dry my heat. In punctuality, time will wait for me. My eyes shall not see my tears, unless in jubilation, love will envelope my heart. Truth will constantly romance my lips. My eyes will see no evil. Neither will my ears hear no evil. My mind shall understand you. In end time, my soul will begin with you. I shall not wine and dine with fears. I shall not shiver from the sins of my past. I shall exalt you above from beneath. I shall elevate your name in gratitude. In good health will I glorify and applaud you, El Gibber. Now, I'm not really sure who El Gibber is. If you guys know, I guess it's... let me search it up. El Gibber basically means mighty god. According to Google, it is an uncommon term and is typically translated into English as mighty god or occasionally as powerful god. Okay, that makes sense. So he's basically praising the mighty, all-powerful god. My soul will begin with you. I shall not wine and dine with fears. Now, there's a cool skill here that the author uses. He capitalizes the word shall in one of the lines in the last stanza, and the capitalization occurs in the line where it says, I shall exalt you above from beneath. Now, he emphasizes that. And so, that is significant because to exalt is to hold something or someone or think of somebody or speak of somebody very highly of. And so, out of all of this, out of this whole poem, he capitalizes the word do in the first stanza of the first line of the first stanza. He says, the dews will lubricate my struggles. So the do here is capitalized, and if you go down, nothing else is except for, yeah, nothing else here seems to be capitalized. Of course, the first word of the first lines of the lines are capitalized, but other than that, everything is lowercase except for the shall and I shall exalt you above from beneath, and the dews will lubricate my struggles. So something about the do and the shall here is significant, but the I shall exalt you from above from beneath basically is him praising him, that he will talk highly of him to from beneath, from earth. That's how I see it. And the dews will lubricate my struggles. Now, it's the dew that you see. It's spelled D-E-W. And so it's basically You know how when you wake up in the morning and you see a lot of sparkling waters on grass and flowers, that's basically what you call dew. But here, let me search up another meaning for dew, because I believe that there is something. It's used to refer to an additional person or thing of the same type. Used to refer to a different person or thing. An additional person or thing of the same type. Okay. I'm not quite sure why this may be capitalized, but if you guys have any suggestions, just let me know. But overall, a really nice poem. Our next one is called Number 9. The church will be one, even as the gender stays two. Our religion is Trinity, a little wine by four brothers. To celebrate and dine with my five fingers, to sharpen my six senses, to take me through the 7 days as I fast and pray for 8 days. On this 9th prayer of mine, my dreams will reincarnate on this 10th morning. Now, I'm starting to kind of notice that this collection, Odie's Prayers, has a lot to do with the biblical corpus. And so I'm not quite sure. I'm not really religious myself. And so I'm not quite sure about the significance of number 9. But let me search it up. Number 9 in the biblical meaning is... Oh, okay, here we go. This makes sense. Number 9... basically is defined as the finality and divine completeness, quote-unquote. Quote-unquote again, the number 9 often marks the end of a divine cycle or period. In the context of the Old Testament, every 9th year represented the end of one cycle and the beginning of a new one. Oh, okay, that's interesting. The church will be one, even as the gender stays two. Our religion is Trinity, a little wine by four brothers. To celebrate and dine with my five fingers, to sharpen up my six senses, to take me through the 7 days, as I fast and pray for 8 days. On this 9th prayer of mine, my dreams will reincarnate on his 10th more. Okay. So he's basically saying, him preparing, him living in a sort of moral compass, his dreams, his aspirations will be reincarnated, I assume, into a positive figure on the 10th morning. So that's why it's called number 9, because number 9, according to the biblical corpus, specifically in the context of the Old Testament, every 9th year, but here he talks about the days. And so that may be a metaphor to something. I'm not quite sure here. Again, I'm not that religious, and so I'm not sure quite. But here he refers to the days. But through my, very general research, every 9th year is representative of the end of the cycle and the beginning of a new one. Hence, my dreams will be reincarnated on the 10th morning. Cool. Isn't this fun? I find this so fun to read poems, especially, at least this poem or the poems that we're reading right now is a little more, I guess, in a sense, easier to understand because it is very concrete and very straightforward. But just reading poems and poetry in general is so fun, because of what we're doing right now. And so if you don't know what certain things mean or certain words mean or what the whole context of a poem itself means, it's so fun to just research just a little bit, even. And even just searching up what something means or what you don't really know can get you so far. And look at where we're at now. I had no idea what number 9 meant until I just kind of searched it up. And now I have a little bit of a grasp of what this might mean. Our next poem is called Gratitude. I exposed myself, yet I was protected. I hated my neighbors, yet I was loved. I was lying, yet the truth was given to me. I lived in anger and violence, still I found peace. I was selfish, yet generosity was gifted to me. I was clothed in revenge, but forgiveness clouded me. I was a womanizer, yet a virgin found me. I was evil, yet righteousness hugged me. I was dead, yet my soul was resurrected. I was drunk, yet I never lost myself. I was drowning in hatred, yet his wings lifted me up. I was blind, yet I saw the light. I was a prisoner, yet Christ Jesus redeemed me. As the clock ticks, my praise incessantly progresses in him. Now, I can see why this poem is called Gratitude, because it kind of gives us the reality of humanity and how humans are always guilty of taking things for granted and being ungrateful for the things that are innately and progressively given to them. It's just how humans are. And I guess this poem is really emphasizing the notion of gratitude and how gratitude is an important thing that we should all have. And that gratitude is by definition, gratitude should be ingrained in human senses, and how God himself, how Christ Jesus, how God himself is always gracious and humble and forgives us for our sins. Now again, I love how the word his here on the third stanza is capitalized. I was drowning in hatred, but his wings lifted me up, which is very significant and very motivational line here. But overall, gratitude, great poem. Now, I think that is the end of our poems for today, because I do have two more songs that I do want to play for you guys. So we will give the poems a stop for today and play two more songs before we wrap up today's show. The first song I will play is called Unrequited Love by, again, Joel Wood. And then right after, I will play a song called First Flight by Morgan Toney. We'll be right back after these two songs. Here we go.
All those times
you sat there, looked me in the eyes and said, I love you forever and ever. Just to tell me it never meant a thing. Hey, oh, hey, oh, hey. Way, oh.
That was Unrequited Love and First Flight. Now we have finally gone to the end of our show today. I had lots of fun today. I hope you guys did too. Please again, let me know if you guys have any suggestions on what you guys want me to cover over. Just feel free to let me know. But yeah, that's basically it for today. I will see you guys again next week. Have yourselves a great rest of your week. And yeah, stay safe out there with all the colds and allergies. And other than that, thank you all for joining Justice Lit. I'll see you guys soon. Bye-bye.